Birthday today for Ron Dante. Who? Ron Dante? 73 years old today. Check that, 74 years old today. The singer of the Archies. You think, isn't Archie the singer of the Archies? Well, yeah, I suppose. But Ron Dante's voice on the Archies. Also the voice of the Cufflinks, which hit number one with Tracy. Both those songs were in the top 10. And actually, Sugar Sugar was number one. Both songs sung by Ron Dante, but he was credited on neither of them. He was anonymous on both tracks. Also produced a whole bunch of Barry Manilow albums, too. Ron Dante, 74 years old today. Sugar Sugar is what we hear. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. Here on the Steve Gruber Show on this Thursday, our thanks to Dr. Gary Wolfram for joining us in the last segment. And I mentioned this to him, or asked him about this, this recession fear, right? And David Rutz over at the Washington Free Beacon, freebeacon.com, puts together these great compilations of you know, all these cable news hosts getting the same blueprint, the same talking points. All right, it's time to talk about a recession. And everyone talks about a recession. Going to have a recession. Recession's going to hurt Trump. Don't want a recession, but it could hurt Trump, and that's a good thing. Got to have a recession. Going to have a recession. Recession, recession, bad stuff. Got about 2 minutes here, and set to a musical background. But this is a whole bunch of media members talking about a recession, even though no one wants a recession, and we shouldn't root for a recession. Think about all the people you're going to hear in these next 2 minutes, how many of them, not randomly, but how many of them are all talking recession now for some reason in like the past 3 days. David Rutz and the Free Beacon putting this compilation together.
Certain people in the media are trying to build up because they'd love to see a recession.
Definitely not rooting for a recession.
Do not want there to be a recession.
Nobody wants to see a recession.
One way you get rid of Trump is a crashing economy. So please bring on the recession.
Why are people talking about a recession? And you say it's here.
Do we need to buckle up?
Fasten your seatbelts here.
There are indicators that the U.S. could be headed for a recession.
Could be headed for a recession.
Inching toward a recession.
They see a potential recession on the horizon.
Happening now. Recession fears.
What are the odds that you see of a recession?
Recession.
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 Recession politics.
Including the United States is taking a step toward recession. What does that mean for this presidency?
It's political suicide.
Growing fears about a possible recession.
Growing fears of a possible recession.
Fears of a recession.
The fears of a recession.
At some point, there's going to be a recession.
Economy goes south. He is in a world of hurt.
There probably are some critics cheering for a recession.
Possible recession.
You know, the recession.
Recession.
Recession. Recession.
Recession.
No, I'm not wishing for a recession.
Touching well, you should wish for a recession because that will definitely get him unelected.
Oh. Trump's trade war could make the Trump recession a reality.
Increasing concern about a possible recession, with fears of a recession looming.
The recession fear.
The recession.
Recession.
Well, Trump appears to be in deep trouble when it comes to winning re-election.
Growing fears of a possible recession.
Growing fears of recession.
What recession?
When we talk about the possibility of a recession.
Fears of a looming recession.
There are fresh concerns of a recession.
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 With recession fears mounting.
We have to make short-term pain.
Remember, everybody,
yes.
Long-term
right.
You have a constitution.
Thank you very much.
I just don't think we should be rooting for a recession. Because that's not good for America.
We are due, not celebrating it, but due for a recession.
The recession is not about what the actual numbers say. The recession is about what people start feeling is about to happen.
Oh, boy. That was, nothing was duplicated there. David Rutz of the Free Beacon putting it together. That's like 3 flipping days of everyone on MSNBC and CNN talking about a recession, stoking fears of a recession, and just saying the word recession. They like how it sounds, recession. And of course, there's a rooting interest because a recession would hurt Donald Trump. Bill Maher, of course, the one person being straight up front about that. We should root for a recession, even though it would be bad for people, because it would get Trump out of office. And we should root for a recession, says Bill Maher. all of those people in that compilation talking recession. My goodness. And Molly Hemingway yesterday picked this up. Molly Hemingway, who, by the way, is a journalism fellow here at Hillsdale now, working for us at the Kirby Center in Washington, D.C. She screenshotted CBSNews.com yesterday. And, you know, at the top of the page, you have the little things you can click on for the top stories. Click here for, you know, a new immigration rule. And one of them says, one of these little teasers says, Trump downplays recession. And Molly says, no, the media aren't openly rooting for a recession or inventing fake stories to manipulate public opinion and meddle in elections. Why do you ask? And then points directly to this piece that says, Trump downplays recession. There is no recession. Media wants you to be afraid of one. And in many ways, the media would be rooting for one because, yes, it would. I mean, look, from just a electoral perspective, one of the best things Trump has going for him right now is the economy. A recession, of course, would harm him if the economy starts to falter. And so, yes, media members wouldn't mind seeing that happen. By the way, hey, once you retire, that regular paycheck from your job is going to stop. But you know what won't stop? Bills. You'll still have to pay your monthly utilities. You'll still need health care. And yes, you're still going to have to pay taxes, even in retirement. Fortunately, you have a 401k or an IRA, but how do you convert the money in those accounts into actual retirement income? Bruce Van Hall and Michael Douglas at Life Plan Advisory Services can help you do that. They'll sit down with you to design a personalized distribution strategy that can generate lifetime income. You won't have to worry about whether the market is up or down or about who's sitting in the White House. You can focus instead on the things that matter, like spending more time with family, meeting friends for lunch, and doing all those things you never had time to do before. Call Bruce and Michael, 517-323-7526. Talk about a customized retirement plan, 517-323-7526. Online, mylifeplanfinancial.com. Investment advisory services offered through Life Plan Advisory Services, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance and annuities offered through Life Plan Financial Design, Inc.
You've seen the headlines. Water purity has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier water treatment company and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves customers statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water in your free water test. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
All right, I've gone through all the tracks. Just move through the beats. Do your thing.
All right, everyone, let's hear it for West High's own Brooke Turner, a.k.a. DJ Hook.
Scratching up my first school dance takes confidence. So we're getting into college. I've got what it takes. So do you.
Visit knowhowtogo.org to learn what you should be doing right now to prepare for college. Start taking the steps at knowhowtogo.org. Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation, and the Ad